Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button before watching this, so that it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, EA Games told gamers to suck it up and that there would be women in Battlefield 5. Accept it or don't buy the game, they said. So mostly male gamers didn't buy the game and tanked the stock by 44%. And the game is now on sale for just $30. Go woke and go broke is a strategy for investors looking to get rich shorting stocks. Making money is not guaranteed in the stock market, unless of course you intentionally destroy a business and make money on the way down. As a result, the culture that men enjoy becomes the casualty. Up next, a little girl asks her mother why she's so miserable, and she says because her father gave her everything she ever wanted. What does giving a child everything do? It makes them ungrateful. Looks like it does the same thing to birthing people as well. The thing to remember is that happiness comes from wanting what you have, not getting what you want. He should cut the wife off because you never really reward bad behavior from your partner. Number three, looks like Sony is going woke too as they plan out their female-led animated Spider-Man movie. It'll just be another Shiro's journey. She's a perfect woman and we the male audience need to come to terms with that. No character development or struggle, just boring perfection. Now we have Japanese corporations trying to short themselves and profit from the demise of Western civilization. Guys, you need to stop being angry and just short Disney and Sony stocks like a boss, not financial advice. Moving on, which way men? Miss Germany 2024, a single mother in her late 30s, or a random girl from Oktoberfest? One is diverse and the other one is white privileged. But in the Netherlands, here's the first place trans winner on the left and the runner-up on the right. The judges clearly need glasses. Either that or it's all staged and they're just trying to change the ideal of beauty, which is biologically hardwired into people. Number five, Bumble's female CEO is no longer a billionaire, as the stock hits a record low and dating app usage is dying from those in their late teens and early 20s. 350 jobs were cut, which is about one-third of their workforce, raising the prices on men while offering us fewer women to match with that are lower quality is the reason for this. Dating apps were great 10 years ago or today if you're a Chad, but that's not enough to keep their business model afloat. They say they'll focus on AI, so AI girlfriends are just fake matches to keep thirsty simps sending their simp bucks. Up next, we have a movie that might take Disney out of the dumps. You know exactly what this is about. It's the modern-day version of Lady and the Tramp. Lady's on the right-hand side of the screen. You guess where the tramp is. Here's the map of the incidents where ladies take the dog pill. Notice that it's only in the Caucasian regions of the world. Your civilization is doomed when your men can't compete with another species for reproductive access to your females. Maybe that's why Islam banned keeping mutts in a house. Number seven, no one knows who these three were until they were down on their knees. I think they forgot the Kardashians though. But who's the individual on the far right? I don't recognize her mug. Oh yes, that's the woman that's one heartbeat away from the nuclear codes. Gee, what could possibly go wrong? She's a modern day Spiro Agnew. You know that if Sleepy Joe took a dirt nap, they would replace her with the Speaker of the House. Moving on, France lit up the Eiffel Tower to celebrate the decriminalization of abortion back in 1975. One day, they'll probably paint it red, white, and green, once France is an Islamic country. Today, women have their right to end life, and in 50 years, if the demographic shift keeps on going, they'll lose that right. French women are ending life in their wombs to make room for all those refugees. They'll also ban the dogs at that point as well, because Islam knows about the dog pill. Number nine, we have Mitchell, and she is an unpopular opinion that men trap women with a baby more than women do to men. Well, at least she admits that women trap men with babies. She's trying to blame men when women have all the agency for getting pregnant. But we all know that girl math is hilarious. Looks like they're running out of forms of oppression that men put them through. This is just as accurate as a man pressuring a woman for marriage. Up next, we have the evolution of women over the last 75 years. But this isn't right, though, because the horrible tattoos in 2024 are missing. The women in 2024 also look like they had a bad reaction to lead paint. When I visited Serbia last year, I saw a TV show where about half the women had plastic surgery like that. If you think that's bad, then just look at what happened to men in the same time period. Number 11, Disney has gotten so woke that not only do they race swap Ariel, but the horse too. If you ride that horse, you're probably heading to KFC. I think it's a fair bet that Tarzan will always be white though, because even Disney doesn't have the balls or insurance coverage to put a dark man on the screen acting like an ape. The theme parks would get burned to the ground if that happened. Moving on, we have a woman who got an eyeball tattoo, and she may now be losing her eye. And this is her warning to everybody. Kachan says there's no need to warn him because he's not retarded. Maybe she's a fan of Prince, and there's just some purple rain coming out of her eyes. She literally didn't see that one coming. Hopefully she can get the other eyeball tattooed as well, just to make sure it wasn't some sort of freak accident. Number 13, Isabella Merced says that men are the ones to blame for Birds of Prey and Madame Web films flopping. Blame for what? Not giving our money for terrible films is not our fault. It's a free market. If you saw the ticket sales breakdown by gender, then more men than women would have actually paid to watch those films. So the blame lies with the fee-fails that made it and didn't actually watch it. Hollywoke is coming to an end shortly thanks to AI though. Up next, we have a single mother complaining about how the tradwife lifestyle led to her divorce. Odds are that one or more of her divorced female friends convinced her into divorcing her husband. This is also a funny way of saying, I'm a disloyal woman who broke up my family because I'm looking for a man that doesn't exist. I've seen many like her on dating apps. The moral of the story is don't become a tradwife. If it didn't work for women in the 1960s and 70s, then it certainly won't work for them today. Number 15, WTF happened to Angelina Jolie. She had the fat sucked out of her cheeks before it even became popular. Not to mention a nose job, and the only things that look the same are the nose and lips. Here's the more recent post-wall picture of her. Still looks better than Megan Fox. Also, her daughter Shiloh moved down and is now living with Brad Pitt. And she's pissed off about it. You know that when female-owned group preference can't keep your daughter there, that tells me all I need to know. Moving on, a New York Compost reporter says that shoplifting isn't a big deal, because the United States is built on stolen land. I'll bet you $20 that that reporter also has a stolen gender. I also can't tell if this is old lady hair, or if it's just dyed. Her writing will soon be stolen and replaced by artificial intelligence. We live in an age where 1 out of 5 individuals have something between their ears. The rest are trying to leverage whatever mystery meat they have between their legs. Number 17, now you probably know why James Woods has been blacklisted by Hollywoke. He says that it's more evil than your worst fears. Don't worry though, because AI is going to put it out of business soon too. He should have made a documentary movie with Mel Gibson about what really goes on there. Now you know why neither of them gets jobs anymore. Up next, we have an article from a while back claiming that having affairs boosts your self-esteem as a woman and life satisfaction, but only if you're a woman. But what's wrong with that woman's eyes? And why is she blowing into her own finger? I bet whoever wrote this is divorced and bitter. Sure, it boosts your self-esteem until you're exposed. Here's a picture of Santhi, the writer. She sure looks happy to me. Number 19, speaking of bitterness, here's the woman that banned one of the most iconic photos in American history. It looks like Grimace has never been kissed, so no one should know what a kiss is either. Jealousy is one of the main reasons women are sabotaging the lives of other women. She's the type of woman that hot women take out with them so they look even hotter than they are. She got it banned through the VA, and 24 hours later it was unbanned because of a massive pushback. Moving on, we have Jada Pinkett Smith, and she says that she hopes her daughter Willow has a relationship just like the one she had with Will Smith. Looks like she wants her daughter to destroy a man's soul. But why doesn't she want her daughter to have a relationship like the one she had with Tupac? Maybe she's bitter because Tupac dumped her, and she doesn't want a man to do the same to her daughter. Who knows? Number 21, Dr. Phil has become based since they canceled his TV show last year. He was censored on Facebook and Instagram recently when they took down his video about trafficking at the southern border. I was invited to go to the Dr. Phil show about 4 or 5 years ago, and there was no way in hell I was going to do it. But if this new version of Dr. Phil had a show, that I might have considered. Up next is a woman that claims she doesn't use filters on her photos. Well, if that's the case, then neither do the guys behind her. They are all just naturally deformed. I guess she didn't see it until she released the photo. Those men in the background look like bearded babes. Too bad someone hasn't come up with a camera filter that makes men 6 inches taller yet. Unlike this one, which makes them look a little bit gay. Number 23, we have a woman that left Alabama to join ISIS. And she says she feels broken after she was stripped of her U.S. citizenship. But not to worry. I'm sure that Justin Trudeau is going to invite her over to China. I don't know what else she was expecting as she was committing treason. She's the victim even though she was trying to turn men from her own country into mincemeat. Maybe the U.S. is becoming based again. Just look at this. U.S. embassies have decided to ban alphabet people and Black Lives Matter flags. Well, that was unexpected. Moving on, it looks like Luke voted for the dark side of the force and supports the Joe Biden empire. Looks like Disney finally broke him after getting him to drink that space whale milk. Mark, please reconsider, as under Biden, inflation has averaged 5%. And prices overall are up 19%. Real wages are down and 7 million illegals have entered the country. Luke, please go back to enjoying your soy space milk. Number 25, Megan Rapinoe, is going bankrupt after the disastrous end of her career. She's crying out that no one will hire her. Talk about poetic justice after she was bad-mouthing her former fans. Looks like karma kicked her in the metaphorical balls. Unfortunately, it looks like a fake story, and her net worth is around $5 million. I bet many of you wish this were true. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. If you want the memes I can't show you on YouTube, then subscribe over at my X account, where I post them ahead of time. Link is below. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate what you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.